What do your human predatory genes do? Make you do. What do your predatory genes do? Judging from what happens when some are turned off, and some are turned on? Some things in reality are outside of our direct knowledge. But we can still glean an insight by observing what happens when we tweak them, turn them off, turn them on. One of the most memorable things I have ever read was in a book, The Terminal Man. In the beginning, scientists want to find out what area of the brain is responsible for certain behaviors, certain memories. I have been endlessly curious about this same topic, so I have read many novels around it. Of course, they are all science fiction. And to tell you the truth, if I read the story of adjusting the predatory genes, I would be sure it is science fiction. Science fiction means, it may happen in the future, but we are not able to do it yet. And yet, we are doing it. Add to this that I personally have no idea what the genes do. Which one does it? Is it a combination of the genes? Is it a combination with other factors, like soul correction, memories, delusions, etc.? So given that I personally don't know SHT, I am not doing it. I am letting/asking Source to do it. And, of course, Source is also a fodder for science fiction. WTF is Source? Right? And yet, the tip of the iceberg is visible to all. And that is what I am going to talk about, the visible part. The observable part. The part that cannot be denied. Let me start with me. I was born with no predatory genes. In fact, to my observation and measurements, most Jews are born with fewer than 4 predatory genes. Why? It served their/our survival, I am guessing. My father, 3 predatory genes, taught me, correction, advised me, to let go. And it will be over all that much faster. Of course, for 55 years I made that mean that he wanted me to be abused. I had no idea what allow it means, because I resisted with all my might, thinking that what you resist is going to go away. Exactly the opposite is true. And this resisting made me sickly, made me brittle, made me unhappy, made me unsuccessful. And even though I learned some techniques to relax my body, even relaxed my brain, I was still reactive when it came to something I didn't want. My first insight to how life works happened through Aikido, a martial art form where you use the opponent's energy to overpower them, instead of resisting their energy. Big learning. Still going on. As a forget thyself and a Virgo. I am given to resisting on the genetic level. Okay, about the predatory genes. I asked Source to adjust my predatory genes 72 hours ago. 1. The first 24 hours were tough. I started to feel things. Things I didn't want to feel. And things that I wanted to feel but never felt. Guiding feelings. Hunger, being full, having to go to the bathroom, not run, lol. That I am tired. Things that other people, I assume, feel, but I hadn't. I adjusted quickly, and now I am looking at the feelings, all of them, as guidance. Even the unpleasant ones that seem to warn me that I am about to muck up something. 2. The second thing I noticed is that I suddenly care whether I live or die. I have been ill for a long time, and in some way not living felt like a better option. For decades. It didn't come up as a concern, as a worry. It came up as a yes. For a resistor, a yes is a big deal. And a pure yes is like the first rays of sunshine after a dark night. Wow. Who is this person? 3. The third thing I noticed is that I am gentler. I have resistance for what I don't want, and I feel, gasp, affinity, compassion, caring for people. WTF? I had affinity, I had compassion, I had caring, but I didn't feel it. So when other people say, I feel, I knew they were wrong. I didn't know those have a feeling component, now I do. Also gratitude. One of my grateful students gifted me with some money, just enough to buy a new Kindle reader. My old one has been refusing to connect to my PC. I think its USB port is shot. So I bought myself a new Kindle. I have been really stingy with myself all these decades. Often to the point of self-abuse. I am going to watch this. Just this one alone would make my life 100% better. 4. This fourth thing shocked me. I didn't realize that I have never asked for anything for myself. Not of anyone, not of Source. So this morning, already awake but still in bed, I asked Source for a few impossible things. I'll share when I can see that in fact what I asked for actually happened. All in the arena of health. First, I didn't know I never asked. I think it is my soul correction, forget thyself, a very arrogant soul correction, prevented me from allowing anything or anyone to be above me, smarter, more clever, more knowledgeable. I have always been the person who never asked questions in class, who could never accept coaching from a coach, or not really. It had to be my idea. I am going to experiment with this. And I am shaking in my booties as I am writing this, and the shaking is from fear, not from excitement. Lol. I have 3 predatory genes open now, and I feel good about the change. I have only 1 student whose numbers I adjusted upwards. No feedback from him so far. When I look at him, he is similar to me in that he is stingy with himself, to the point of self-abuse. But no feedback yet. Okay, let's move to the people who have, according to source, too many predatory genes open. As I say elsewhere, there are 10 predatory genes that are either open or not, but they are part of human DNA. They can be on or off. I don't have access to DNA. But source, a force, I think, does. I have students/ex-students with as high as all 10 predatory genes active. Although it sounds like a good thing to want everything for yourself, and nothing for others, it isn't. Although it sounds like a good thing to not be able to care, not be able to feel remorse, guilt, generosity, compassion, gratitude, appreciation, it is a serious handicap when it comes to living in society. Feeling entitled to living for yourself, living the way you want to, getting everything you want without having to work for it, makes life hell, because that is not how life is. You'll have too many altercations with others, who want what they want, who want you to do what they want you to do, who want you to listen, who want respect from you. So your life is full of ugliness, fights, feeling hurt, slighted, attacked, as if life and other people were unfair. You want to feel better, but you want the world, others to change, not you. There is nothing wrong with you, you say. So anything that wants to change you, you won't want. You pay me to activate DNA capacities. And then you promptly turn them off if it feels like it also gives some benefit to someone other than you. Including giving me some benefit. Any benefit. Including that I can teach you. You pay me to muscle test your food list, but you don't really want me to win, so you follow it approximately. You buy the water energizer, but you don't really want to use it. Being coherent allows you to see that maybe you need to change. And that makes you stop drinking the water. It's the predatory genes in action. Pure desire to receive for the self alone, preferably at another's expense. Animals don't have that. Insects do. Some plants do. Bacteria and virus do. Cancer cells do. And humans do. It seems that the ideal number of active predatory genes is 3. Are all predatory genes do the same thing? I don't think so. Do I know what they do? I don't. Do I think all humans have to have the same 3 predatory genes active? Source says, no. Given that I have no idea what is actually happening, given that I can only see the tip of the iceberg, I would not dare influence Source by asking it what to turn off, and what to turn on. I am arrogant but not that arrogant. Especially now that my own predatory genes have been adjusted. Someone with 10 predatory genes open, asked me today if the process is reversible. She asked me because it is below her to actually consider that I have answered that question before. I used to be arrogant like that. Also, I considered everyone else stupid, especially software developers. I never considered that when I had a question, it was already answered. I learned that the hard way. Stupid as the stupid does. Okay. So what have we been seeing with people whose 10 predatory genes source adjusted down to 3? Reports are coming in slowly. Calmer, less reactive, less ready to argue, fight, point fingers. More willing to do the work, more willing to slow down to actually read, understand, follow, be present. Less resistance to feedback. More willing to experiment and do the work, practice, to get better at something. Not that much yet. Don't forget, desire to receive for the self alone is like a cancer. It is not that ready to let go and die, willingly. Some soul corrections, especially the ones that have been able to get away with murder. Those people who could get away with not producing, because of enablers, parents, spouses, are not keen to let go of the perceived benefits, even if they come with a definite downside. I even have at least one example of the predatory genes turned back on. I always remember Osho's words. You are not miserable enough to want to change. My advantage has been that I have been miserable enough. I needed to kick off from the bottom to even get even to normal level. And I thought myself unique then, 30 years ago, but maybe I wasn't. I just, maybe, hated to be miserable more than others? Or maybe I wasn't getting any goodies like most people. I was an architect with double degrees. But I was poorer than most people I knew. I was watching how families stick together and support their members. I never had a family like that. So I was alone and no one was going to rescue me. So I had to rescue myself. That has been my secret. Will you suddenly become smarter, just because the barriers your predatory genes maintained for you for many decades disappear? First off, there is intellectual intelligence. What the IQ tests measure. And then there is overall intelligence. How adaptable you are. How much you see and recognize accurately. And how you handle what comes at you, whether it's information, trouble, or emotional input. Learning from mistakes. Learning from others' mistakes. What is your intellectual intelligence will probably won't change much with the adjustment of the predatory genes. What you can accomplish in life, on the other hand, can change dramatically. I remember when I first heard A.L. Williams' slogan, "All you can do is all you can do, but all you can do is enough." I remember getting hope from it. But, because it is only to inspire, not to instruct, that statement left a lot of people in delusion land. If you did all you can do. If you did most of what you can do. But you don't do all you can do. Almost ever. You just do what you have always done, maybe more, better, different, expecting a result you have no right to expect. Most people never get better at what they do. Deliberately practicing to get better is as rare as an 80-degree day in the dead of winter. Doing what isn't easy, doing what isn't pleasant, doing what feels like an imposition, doing what someone else told you to do, is not what people want to do. If it were easy, everyone would do it. The less time and energy you waste, the less time and energy you use up for activities, emotions, navel-gazing. For arguments, perturbation, anxiety, the more energy, attention you'll have to do something that is on the side of life. On the side of life and will support you directly or indirectly in achieving your kind of success. Make sure you know you have already wasted decades. Make sure you know that you lack knowledge, skills, attitude. You have a leg up on people of the same age and that you, maybe, can learn faster, and with more ease, but you have started a lot later. So your chances for success may multiply. But unless you learn new things, new skills, new attitudes, you won't go much further. I am sorry to break it to you.